We know that from the very beginning, from reading the Acts of the Apostles, reading St. Paul's letters, reading this instruction from the early church, the fathers of the early church, the catechetical instruction for the early church, that not everything went very smoothly at the beginning of the church. Jesus, through his wisdom, gathered these 12 men around him with many other disciples and taught them for 3 years. Then after those 3 years, they saw him suffer and die on a cross. And then he rose from the dead. And for the last 40 days, he has been walking with them, appearing to them, instructing them, guiding them in what they should be doing next. And so in today, as he ascends into heaven, he promises that he will be with us, that he's going to send someone to help, and not to worry about it, but go out and preach the good news just as he did. And so the disciples did. But they also asked a lot of questions. Well, how exactly are we going to do this preaching of the good news? What are we supposed to say to people? When are we supposed to do this? In what places? All of those questions that would naturally come to every person also came to the early church. And Jesus promised them that he would guide them if they kept their heart open, if they continued to listen to him, if they allowed the breath of the Holy Spirit to push them forth, the Holy Spirit that comes at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit that forms us into that one body of Christ. And oftentimes in life, we get confronted with these same types of questions, the what's, the when's, the how's, the whatever we're doing. Sometimes it's for us when we move out of our parents' house and for the first time establish a residence of our own, right? And we know we've watched our moms and dads keep house. We've been told when to take the garbage out, when to do the dishes, all those other things, but sometimes after a couple weeks of living in our own apartment or own house, we look at the sink and going like, oh, when are those going to get washed? And who's going to wash them? And maybe even some people go like, how do you wash dishes? Right? Or it might be for many people, it is that time where after they are married and they move in to make a home of their own, after the shine of love kind of starts to wear off a little bit, they look at each other across the table and say, how are we going to do this? What does it take to form a family? Where do we go from here? And I know for my nephew George, my godson, who just a few weeks ago had their first child, him and his wife are most probably looking at that baby some days and going like, what do we do? We're not qualified for this. How are we supposed to raise this child to be a good and holy young man? And the same answer that Jesus gives to the disciples, to the apostles, comes to us. We look for guidance. Guidance in God, guidance in the community, guidance from family and friends. We choose to open our hearts to accept the word that brings forth life. Because Jesus reminds us today that we are called to live within a community, to gather others in, to go out and touch other people with the faith, with the love, with the blessing of God. And not to bunker down somewhere and say, God, I hope this is going to all work out. But rather seek the wisdom, the joy, the faith of others to strengthen our own wisdom, joy, and faith so that we might be true disciples, true apostles, true evangelists of the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the invitation. That's the command that comes from Jesus today to each one of us, not to just those who are standing on the hill when he ascended into heaven, but to each and every one of us. It's what St. Paul writes about in his letter this evening. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit is going to get you through the problems if you trust in it, if you allow yourselves to listen, and then to act with generosity, with kindness, with gentleness, with compassion, with mercy, with love. And not respond in kind with the violence and hatred that is too often thrown about in our world. Jesus ascended into heaven so that we might choose him ever more deeply. And the promise that he would send another to be with us. And that cloud of witnesses that are the saints in heaven. And on this day, our church, if we wouldn't be celebrating the Ascension, if we wouldn't be celebrating the seventh Sunday of Easter, we would be celebrating Our Lady of Fatima. Once again, another instrument of God's love towards us, as he has sent our Blessed Mother, the mother of his Son, again and again and again into the world to proclaim the message of repentance, of forgiveness, of coming to her Son. And that is our role, our calling as disciples, to proclaim the good news, to go out, but not alone, and not with what we think or what we want, but in the wisdom and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom and knowledge of the church, the wisdom and knowledge of the community gathered around us, the wisdom and knowledge of our parents, our family, our friends, that point us towards the direction of love, the direction of hope, the direction of peace and blessing. That is our call. That is what we do. That is the gift that is given to us as we come to this Eucharistic table. It is the gift that we are called to share in generosity and abundance. Not worrying about, are we good enough? What do we do next? How do we do this? But simply speaking and being a disciple of love, a disciple of Jesus Christ. So as we come to this Ascension Day, we remind ourselves of that, that Jesus' command to each one of us to go out into the world and spread the good news. Spread the good news. As a true disciple, a true blessed son, a true blessed daughter of our Lord and Savior.